Hi guys, welcome to this episode. Today, this is my first ever podcast, and really what I want to talk about today is after 5 years of marriage, what is it like once you've been married and you've done all the honeymoon period? What's it like after 5 years? And I'm going to give you five things that I've realized after 5 years of marriage. Number one, kids. When the kids come into your life, everything changes. What I mean by that is the way you've lived your life pre-marriage and pre-dating is totally changed. And now all you do is you essentially look after your kids. You're on a routine from morning to afternoon to day. Literally, you'll get 10 minutes of time in your whole entire life to be able to do anything. So you've got to make the most of it. So if your partner and you don't get time, you need to make time for yourselves. Number two, making time. Now, when you are a couple and you've got more than one or two kids, it's very difficult to make time for both of you in a relationship. So you need to find some avenue. You need to find maybe a parent or a guardian or somebody that can look after your kids so you get a bit of time between the two of you to be able to live. Because it's really, really difficult to be able to enjoy life with kids. Number three, holidays. Oh my days, holidays. Kids and holidays are the worst scenario in the world. If you have been in a pre-honeymoon period with your partner and you've had loads and loads of fancy holidays all around the world, and then suddenly you've got kids, you will know now the holidays are no longer about you and your partner. It is about the kids. So choose your holidays carefully. Find the ones that are kid tailored. One thing you don't want to be doing is that guy or that girl standing in front of a swimming pool just being a lifeguard for your kids, because there's many parents that have been doing that around the pool. Four, make sure you do things for yourself. What I mean by that is what you'll find is you will not have the opportunities as you did to freely, or what I mean by freely is get up and just go to the gym and have a good time in the gym. Those sort of opportunities just diminish once you have the kids and the honeymoon period is over. Okay, so you need to make time for yourself. Five, and I think this is the last one, is the va-va-voom in your relationship. That dissipates like a bread that has no more butter on it. So my advice to you is make sure you scramble some butter, put some butter on that bread to get it fired up again, because oh my days, does it go down the pan. So you really, and what I mean by the pan, there's no butter on the pan. So you really, really need to get that started, that flame started again, because that will give you the opportunity to keep your relationship going. And the sixth one, and I know I'm adding an extra one, to keep your honeymoon period going, is get away from your partner. What do I mean by that? Is you and your partner and your kids are in the same house 24/7. That has a huge impact on everyone's emotional well-being. So my advice to you is get the hell out. Take a 2-week break yourself, and your partner takes a 2-week break to the in-laws or yourself, and you have that freedom to do whatever you want to do. That does not mean you be naughty, but you be constructive, you be professional, you maybe start up a new business, you may go to a spa, you may go to the gym. You do whatever you want to do that's going to make you feel good and a human again. So guys, this is my little five tips with an extra fifth or sixth one, just to talk about what happens when the honeymoon period ends and life really kicks in. So have a little think. Thanks for listening to this podcast. This is my first ever podcast that I've made. So if you've listened to this, hoorah, thank you very much. I appreciate you even listening to this. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.